Shalom Aleichem, everybody. In Parshas Shemos, we hear about the terrible decrees that Paro enacted against Bnei Israel. What started out as work became terribly painful slavery and suffering, and that turned into murder. Paro instructed the Jewish midwives to murder the Jewish boys. However, the midwives did not listen to Paro, and when he heard about that, he yelled at them. Perek Aleph, Pasuk Yud Ches, Vayikra Melech Mitzrayim, Lamialdos, Vayomer Lehen, Madua Asisen, Hadavar Hazeh, Vatachayen Esayeladim. Paro called to the midwives and he said to them, why have you done this thing and let the children live? It's a powerful rebuke from the most powerful man in the world. These Jewish heroines, these historic role models, Shifra and Pua, who set the tone and led the way for future Jewish heroes and heroines to save Jews, even risking their own lives in the process. These incredible women defied the orders of Paro, and they're challenged by Paro. Excuse me, why have you done this thing? And this question seems a little bit odd at first glance. The midwives didn't really do anything. It's what they didn't do that bothered Paro. They didn't kill the Jewish boys. So why did Paro say, Madua asisen hadavar hazeh? Why did you do that? When he really should have said, why didn't you do what I asked you? The Gemara says in Maseches Sota Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, and Rashi, Rev Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, quotes this Gemara on our Pasuk, that Shifra and Pua provided the babies water and food. So perhaps one could suggest that that is what Paro is referring to. Paro said, Madua asisen adavar hazeh, why did you do that? In other words, why did you feed them water and food? However, that cannot be what Paro is referring to. First of all, the Gemara says that the midwives gave food and water to the babies, and the proof the Gemara brings for that is the end of the pasuk, Vatichayena esayeladim. And Rashi too refers to those words when he explains that they gave food and water. In other words, Paro said, why did you do that? And he also said, Vatichayena esayeladim, why did you help them live by giving them food and water? Excuse me. And not only that, the Shem Mishmuel, Rev Shmuel Borenstein, the second Sochashev Rebbe, who died in 1926, says that how would Paro even know what the midwives did for the babies? They wouldn't have done it publicly. So we're back to our original question. Why did Paro say, Madua asisen hadavar hazeh? Why did you do that? When he really should have asked, why didn't you do what I asked? The Shem Yishmuel asks this question on our parsha from the year Tuf Reish Ayin Gimel, 5673 or 1913, and he offers the following beautiful and powerful explanation. Shlomo HaMelech says in Sefer Mishlei, in Mishlei Perek Yud Zayin Pasuk Chaf Beis, Lev Sameach Yetiv Geha, a cheerful heart is good for healing. It improves healing. And on that pasuk, Rashi says, "Kisha adam sameach bechelko." When a person is happy with what they've been given, then panav meirim, then his face or her face lights up. When a person is happy inside, they express that simcha externally. And that's exactly what Paro said to the midwives. Madua asisen hadavar hazeh. It's one thing that you didn't listen to my command, but madua asisen hadavar hazeh, why were you so happy about it? Why did you defy my orders with such simcha? You became so happy and so delighted with disobeying me, said Paro, that your inaction became an action of simcha. Your inaction became simcha. I, says Paro, can see that simcha. I can see that inner bliss on your faces. And that is what Paro was so upset about. And the Torah tells us that the midwives responded. In the next pasuk, in Perek Aleph, pasuk Yates, the midwives said that they had no choice. The Jewish women are not like the Egyptian women, because the Jewish women, ki chayos heina, the Jewish women are chayos. They are chai. They are alive. They are full of life, true life, a life of simcha, and therefore, beterem tavo alehen hamialedes vialadu. They're so full of life that they gave birth quickly. They give birth quickly. They bring life quickly before the midwives even can get there. Paro could not understand then, and many people cannot understand now, how a Jew can have such simcha that overflows from inside outwards, even when they are breaking the rules, especially when they're breaking the rules to follow what Hashem wants. Listening to the paros of the world does not bring us real and true simcha. Helping other Jews, listening to the one and only true king of the world, Melech Malchei Amlachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, those are the things that bring us simcha. Those are the things that bring us life. Have an amazing day, everyone.